Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to something quite extraordinary? It's the Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. And now, it is with great pleasure that I introduce you to your host, Tiffany Rosdell.
You are listening to the first Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast episode of 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. This is Tiffany, and I'm your host. And if you have been listening to the podcast, you know how I love starting the show by saying my gratitude for you in supporting our podcast show. Thank you so much. And as we say in Japanese, kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai shimasu. Meaning, we hope you'll continue to support us throughout the coming year. Make sure you do hit the subscribe button wherever you are currently listening to this podcast, and to be sure you have access to every week's episodes. I figured after that holiday season, there will be many of you who are very motivated to do your goals for this year. Or maybe there are also some of you who will have some downtime after all the festivities, travels, and holiday chaos. I hope this podcast provides you with some encouragement and maybe with some lighter energy than what you might be experiencing during what many we consider just to be the pretty wild time. So sit back and just enjoy listening and relax as I share you how I spent my New Year's festivities, not by partying anymore, but rather staying in a temple again. But before that, I would love to read a review we had from Apple Podcast. A review of the day coming from Rabaul 5819. So Rabaul 5819. Title, amazing, with a 5-star rating. Here's the review. There is something about listening to her. I learn and grow as a person every day. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rabaul 5819. I really appreciate your amazing comment. I hope you're listening, and I hope you're continuing and learning from the podcast episodes that we release every week. And just like that review, if you haven't left a review or a rating, we will appreciate that as it will help tremendously for our podcast. With that, I will start sharing my experience staying in a temple this holiday season. So it has been a ritual for me since 2020, staying quietly in a Buddhist temple. I just think that it truly gives me a very peaceful year every time I do it, and also gives me a complete rejuvenation, and also it gives me a time to reflect for the past year. So this time, I stayed again on the same temple I stayed in last year in Higashi Hiroshima. The temple is called Aki Kokobunji Temple in Saijo City. It is not far from Hiroshima City. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes by train. And I have shared actually the stories from my first temple lodging experience on this particular temple on one of our previous episodes. And if you have missed that one, please check that out and listen. And we will provide the links on the show notes, on the podcast show notes later for the link of that particular episode. So last year, I only stayed for a couple of days. And this year, I decided to stay for about almost a week. The amazing family who welcomed me again with so much hospitality, the Buddhist priest family and his wife, who became a very good friend, Shoko-sang. Shout out to Shoko-sang if she's listening. She's an amazing person. And also their adorable kids. I felt like I'm welcomed again as a part of the family. They really took care of me incredibly well. There's so much love and gratitude I have for this family. Well, on the other hand, I was also able to do a 1 week of no social media. And that's the reason why I couldn't release a podcast episode last week. By the way, to the weekly listeners who probably waited on episode last week, my deepest apologies for not announcing it. It was a last-minute decision that we didn't release an episode. It was actually the first time in more than 2 years since I started this podcast of doing weekly episodes that we didn't release an episode. But we promise from now on every Tuesdays that we will have our episodes. So going back to my digital detoxing, it was actually not my first time unplugging from my social media. It was last 2020 when the lockdown started. I took that opportunity to do a social media detox for about almost 4 months, I believe. And before my transformation change, I always wanted the attention in the social media and the people around me. I was in the party scene, I was hosting events, and I thought I needed to be seen more in the social media for the promotion of the parties and events I do. Seeing those posts on my social media, you know how Facebook reminds you of the old posts from the past years? My post has always been wanting everyone's attention and full of ego. That's how I see it now. And people cheer me and really like my posts whenever I do those posts. It's just fascinating for me now. Maybe next time I'll do a repost them, as I'm just so amazed of how I truly changed over the years. So after doing my first social media detox in 2020, I completely understood how it can be really toxic for us. And I have learned how to use my social media in a way that I will not consume it often anymore. It's important to do this unplugging from our phone every once in a while. Then I realized, why not host a digital detox retreat this year? Last year, I was able to do, I think, only one retreat last year. This year, I plan to host wellness retreats as much as I can. The Zenscape Wellness Retreat, if you are following. I realized that it's not easy for us to do digital detox, for most of us. And I know how it could be hard for everyone to do this. So while I was doing this during my stay in Hiroshima, I was able to have ideas and planning for activities and ways that will help my guests for the retreat to do a complete unplugging from their phones. I will not announce the complete details yet on this episode about the retreat. It will be sometime, I'm thinking, the early spring, which actually will be very soon. So if you are interested, if you are listening and you're interested, you can also contact me directly now to get more details, or email us on the email address we provide on our podcast show notes. As the retreat itself will be only limited to less than 10 guests, that's the maximum amount of people that the temple can accept. And also, I prefer it less people so I can focus on each guest. Last year when I did the juice cleansing detox, it was about the same people, about 10 guests who joined the retreat. And it was amazing because I was able to focus on each and everyone and really help them with the goals and the connections that I had with each and every guest that I had on this retreat was very, very deep. And also I was able to help them with whatever achievements they wanted to have. Especially, it was focused on the juice cleansing. So stay tuned for more announcements about the digital detox retreat that I'm going to host this year. Another thing I would love to share with you today is about how this temple stay helped me navigate going back to my early AM rituals. Last year, my sleeping hours, my waking up time was all over the place. I got caught up with different things and going on as everything finally started to come back, like all the events, the borders open again. So there were nights I stayed out late for the guests I'm hosting, and it really changed my everyday routine. And it wasn't easy for me to go back to my favorite routine, which is waking up early in the morning and catching the sunrise. But staying in a temple this time, as they have the morning chanting every day from 6 a.m., I have to be up 30 minutes before that to prepare and also wear the warmest clothes I could wear. I think I'm always wearing like triple clothes because it was super, super cold in the morning in Higashi, Hiroshima. And also inside the temple, it was freezing cold. So preparing before 6 a.m., before the morning chant starts, I have to wake up 30 minutes before that. So this 1 week of doing everyday morning chantings early in the morning helped me to wake up early again and go back to the routine I want. I was able to also do run and catch the sunrise in the morning one day. I did it only one day because it was so cold. Even if I was running, it was freezing cold in Higashi Hiroshima. I think it's because it's more closer to the mountain and the area is more colder compared to the city. I was able to do run only one day. But on the other days, I was able to do my yoga, stretches, and also always started my activities in the morning. And it helped me just really go back to the normal routine that I love doing, like waking up early in the morning. And this is the routine that I really want to focus on again this year. And also, I shared some tips on previous episodes. It was during the first few episodes. I think it was episode 14 and episode 14, Morning Habits to Success. And also episode number 28, How to Wake Up Early, the Benefits of Early Risers. Listen to those episodes if you want to have a productive day by starting your day right. We will provide the links of this episode on the podcast show notes. And I will share the other activities I did in Hiroshima during the next tea time sessions that we will have this month. So stay tuned for that. And I want to know, what's your goal for this year? What's your focus on this year? I also promised you that I will release the word of the year on our next tea time session. Stay tuned for that. I was able to write it in a calligraphy, which is so fascinating, and I loved it. And also, if you have any particular topic that you would love for me to discuss this year, feel free to email me or message me. Who knows? Maybe we can make an episode for that. And if there's anything that you are having or struggling or need help, let me know a particular thing that you want to focus on. Maybe we can make a special episode about that particular topic. Let me know, because these are the things I would love to share and I would love to help you as we go on this year's podcast episodes. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you. I love you. I adore you. I'm truly, truly grateful for all the support that you gave and continue supporting the podcast. I look forward to the next episode of The Breakfast with Tiffany Show. May you all have an amazing, amazing 2023. See you next week for another Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. Much, much love from Tokyo. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoy this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter. How much I appreciate your time for listening. How much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and happy.
Join us again next Tuesday for the Breakfast with Tiffany Show with Tiffany Rossdale.